In the third quarter, fewest scoring in a quarter since the second quarter when they had 15 against Brooklyn. Bobby Portis gets one to roll in on the other side. He got fouled as he was driving down the lane, and he'll have a chance at the three-point play. And perhaps as importantly as those points on the board, he gives his team a nice dose of energy, and he gets that fan base going again. He's certainly a hometown hero, and when he gets the fans going, he has an ability to charge this house unlike anybody. So got a chance to get it back to a 16-point lead here, and he will. Boy, that rim has been kind to Portis tonight. He rolls that one over and in. I would venture to guess for Bobby tonight, out of his 15 points, at least 11 of them have come bouncing around every part of the cylinder. Here's a breakdown on defense for the Bucks as Siakam finds a wide open recipient to score an easy bucket inside on the pass down low, and Toppin will lay it in to get his team back to within 12 again, or 14 again. Here's Beasley on the other end, sends out top to Portis. Portis dribbles between his legs before he gets it off to Connaughton. Connaughton slings it near side left. Middleton working on the defense of Siakam. He lets it fly. Three-pointer was online, but just a bit too strong. Beverly, though, had the rebound. Couldn't save it inbounds. He wants the challenge here. Doc Rivers is looking at his bench to see, is this a challengeable play? They got it in too soon. They never got a chance to get that word from the bench. That was a headsy play by Indiana to get it in quickly, so there was no chance to get a word from the bench. So the Pacers have it on the other side. Siakam, top of the arc, defended by Middleton. Crossing over on Chris. Sends it to the corner. Portis out there to Crowd. Jalen Smith takes it inside, whips it to the near side. McDermott's three-pointer misses late in the shot clock. Rebound knocked away by Middleton from Siakam, but he got the foul on there. Actually, that was Jalen Smith who was fouled by Middleton. And for Chris, that's now his fourth. So that is a developing storyline, which is 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Bucks leading 89-75. They've led by as many as 30. McConnell, top of the arc, defended by Connaughton. He'll pass it off to Toppin. Toppin left wing. Sends to Siakam. Siakam pulls up. His mid-range jumper bounces around, wouldn't go. Rebound got away from Beasley. Boy, he got to grab those in, but he was fortunate. Bounce to Connaughton, and Milwaukee will go the other way. Bucks into the front court. Pat Bev wearing the white headband across that big mid-court logo here at Fiserv Forum. Middleton gets the contact and the foul as he banks the shot off the mark, but Chris has had a couple of those heady plays throughout this game where he has just sensed the defense and found a way to manufacture some points.
You mentioned the four fouls, and I think the challenge for Doc Rivers is you can't really have any moments in this game where you don't have Chris or Dame on the floor. You still want to give Dame until at least that six-minute mark, and you trust that Chris Middleton knows not to pick up the fifth foul.
Middleton knocks down the first free throw. He'd been held under 20 each of the last three games, but he's at 20 now for Milwaukee, and he's had, a big half. Of those 20, 12 have been in the second half, with Crowder coming in now to replace Pat Connaughton, who will take a seat. He's played 19 minutes tonight, has Pat 6 points, 2 of 5 from the floor. Middleton on his second free throw. He is a perfect 4 of 4 tonight. 21 points now for Cash Money Middleton. The Bucks now lead by a score of 91-75. Here's a driving lane for McConnell, who takes full advantage and lays it in up close, virtually uncontested. Bucks go the other way now. Beverly throws on the Jets. He's got McConnell trailing him on the near wing. Gets around a screen for Middleton. Now works it to the corner. Catch and shoot three on the way. Crowder rips the cords, and once again, playmaking Pat Bev to set it up. The drive and kick. Here's a drive. Speaking of that, the ball knocked away by Crowder from Siakam by Crowder. Middleton goes the other way for the Bucks. He rifles it to Beverly. Now to Beasley in the corner. And Beasley rains down another three. And that's going to elicit the timeout from Rick Carlisle. There is that jig we've been waiting to see. It was Beasley doing his thing, knocking down that three, and the Bucks lead by 20. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the bed. Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've been doing this since 1997. And we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Camps.
Welcome back to Fiserv Forum. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the BMO Box Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, time to check in with your Network Health fourth quarter numbers. Network Health Insurance makes insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. Nothing like a fourth quarter run, 14-6 to answer that Indiana rally. They got it down to 12. Milwaukee now leads by 20. As we sit 8:54 to play here in quarter number four in round one, game one, playoff action. Here in downtown Milwaukee. And it's been highlighted by some open threes that have gone down on some good dribble penetration to open it up. But you got to make those open threes, and Milwaukee's starting to hit some. They've gone 3 of 4 this quarter from distance.
Yeah, Pat Bev has been big for this Bucks team, just keeping the offense moving, getting everybody organized. But, you know, Chris Middleton, you talked about him breaking that streak of 20-point games. He has been so good for this team, especially in those moments with Dame off the floor. He's been the calming influence for this Bucks team.
14 points already in the opening 3.5 minutes of this quarter, matches the entire scoring total of the third quarter from Milwaukee. And here is Miles Turner on the near wing. He'll shovel the ball out to Nembhard. Nembhard takes it right of the lane. No look pass. He rifles it to the corner. Toppin gets a rhythm three, but he couldn't hit. That's been a problem for Indiana. Now 6 of 32 from distance, just 19% is the rebound ripped down by Portis. Now Beverly going the other way. Pat Bev will hand it off to Portis. Portis top of the arc. He holds it in his hands before he gives it now to Middleton. Chris has it on the near wing. He's being played tightly by Obi Toppin. Trying to back his way in now. Fades and fires. Contested shot. Oh, there's just no stopping that. Cash money Middleton. Pure with a hand right in his face. It's an 8-0 run, and Middleton's got 23 now. 15 in the second half. Here's a catch-and-shoot three on the other side as Nesmith couldn't connect. Indiana misses another three. They shot just 30.5% from three against the Bucks in their 5 regular season games, their third lowest versus any team. And here's a near steal, boy, lurking and ball-hawking Nesmith. Just couldn't quite catch it. It's still in the hands now of Middleton. He was going to go dunk that on the other side. Middleton, pump fake, tried to draw the foul, didn't get it. Nesmith got out of the way, and Middleton missed the shot short. Outlet feed going to Nesmith the other direction. Pat Bev was back, so he'll rifle it back out left wing. Catch and shoot three from Toppin. And again, another misfire. Beverly rips down the rebound. Pat Bev going the other way. Bucks leading by 22 now, 99-77. Tough third quarter, but boy, the Bucks have answered here in the fourth. Indiana has continued to stay cold, though, shooting the ball. That has not hurt for Milwaukee's perspective. Just 6 of 34 from 3. Portis elevates. He can't hit the mid-range jumper. Rebound safe from going out of bounds in the corner by Toppin. Gets it to Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton has been outplayed by Lillard, who doesn't have any points in the second half, but he still has 35 for the game, which is pretty amazing. Here's a dangerous pass. Somehow it landed in Pascal Siakam's hands, but he got it back and then lost it. And then the outlet feed from Beverly is intercepted by Halliburton. And we got a foul, and boy, Bobby Portis is heated up again. He's jawing right now. Bobby got called for the foul. Chris Middleton's going to take a seat. Lillard is back in. Milwaukee, two fouls. Indiana, two fouls. So here comes the inbound pass. Halliburton gets it in to Turner, right back to Halliburton. Halliburton just 9 points in this game. He's got 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He sends it to the corner. Catch and shoot three, an air ball from Toppin. Obi is fighting himself. He's put up 3 three-pointers, and none of them have been close here in the last couple minutes. Beverly sends out. Portis thought about the three, but he saw Turner closing it, so he'll drive inside on the other end, and he's going to get called for the offensive foul. That's a good play by Toppin there to notice that he saw Bobby Portis trying to drive in. That's his fourth. So Indiana ball with 6:20 to go now in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee with a much more comfortable lead of 22 than the 12-point lead we saw at the end of three. Lopez going to come in to replace Portis. So Portis will take a seat with 15 points, 10 rebounds, another double-double for the big man out of the University of Arkansas. One of two Razorbacks on the floor out there. Pat Bev, another one. Beverly's played a big role in this game. He's played well for Milwaukee. Here's a pass inside. Quick hands from Dame Lillard. Deflects it high off the shot clock. But it'll stay with the Pacers with 6:09 to go in the fourth. Pretty amazing to think. Lillard's last field goal came with a minute 23 to go in the second quarter. He's been shooting high volume here in the second half either. Halliburton's going to hand the ball off to Turner. Turner swivels and then gets called for the travel. Dragged his pivot foot as he was looking to make his move and hit it, try to put up a turnaround jump hook. Siakam's another one who's slowed down. Pascal Siakam has 27 points, but he's been scoreless in the fourth. Pat Bev going the other way across the midcourt logo. Sends it to Lopez. Brooke Lopez on the right-hand dribble handoff. He'll get it to Lillard. Lillard wiggles his way free, puts up the floater. That one wouldn't go. Bounced off the front iron and rolls off the side. Indiana goes the other way. Siakam, left of the lane. Working on Lopez. Sends out top to Halliburton. Back to Siakam. Siakam drives on Brook. Pulls up. Knocks down his first points of the fourth quarter. 20-point game. 5:25 to go in the fourth. Game two of this series will be right here in this building at Fiserv Forum on Tuesday night. 7 o'clock, be there. Here's Beverly. He loses it on the floor. Dives before it, gets it right back. Gets it back over to Beasley. Beasley uncorks a beauty from three in that corner. And Pat Bev sets him up again. Beverly coming up with his now 7th assist right there to get it, the three-pointer. Here's a pass inside, and Turner's fouled by Beverly. It's a good foul there because Beverly had positioning. So Pat Bev's been making the right plays here today. That ended a 3-minute scoring drought for the Bucks on that three as he comes out and he's pumping his fists. And remember, he doesn't show emotion in the playoffs as he charges up the fans. That's what he told me in our pregame interview.
He's done a little of everything. You mentioned the 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals.
So here comes Halliburton at the top of the arc. He's going to sling it off out to Turner. Turner unloads, and he splashes through a three from the top of the arc. So Miles Turner finally gets one to go. He's 2 of 8 from three. He's got 17 points now, and the Bucks go the other direction, leading 102 to 82. Dame Lillard directing traffic around midcourt with Nembhard on him. Dame's got it. Crossing over again on Nembhard. Sends it to the near side. Beasley uncorks a three from the left wing, this time too strong. Siakam comes away with a rebound. But it's been good to see Beasley see a few of those go down. He's hit three threes in this game. Now the ball knocked away from Halliburton, and it's going to be taken by Milwaukee. Again, Halliburton, remember, had five turnovers in five games against the Bucks last time. Lillard thought he got fouled on the other side as he put the shot off the window, no good. He had 55 assists, five turnovers.
Yeah.
Just remarkable. Here's a three-point try on the other end. It's Siakam, off balance, hits it from the corner. 102-85. The lead is 17 now for the Bucks with 3:55 to go. Timeout coming from Doc Rivers. 102-85. Bucks have to like the way this playoff run is starting. They've got 17-point lead when we come back. Trying to finish off the Pacers. Take a one-game-to-none lead minus the services of Giannis Antetokounmpo. When he'll be back is anyone's guess. But right now, the Bucks feel pretty good about where they sit. We'll be back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple App, and Android stores.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
.53 to go. Fourth quarter action. Bucks 102, Pacers 85. Dave Kane, Justin Garcia, glad to have you with us here on this Sunday night. Opening up the postseason here from Deer District. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Fans have enjoyed this one. The Bucks haven't trailed since it was 6-4. They took a 30-point lead at one point in the first half, and they led by 27 at halftime as the Pacers would get it down to 12 going into the fourth quarter. But that's when Milwaukee opened things up, scoring 14 points in the opening 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, matching their total from the third quarter. And that is where we sit right now with the Bucks in control still, with, again, inside of 4 minutes to go.
Well, and yeah, to be clear, 4 minutes, 3:53 is a lot of time, especially with an offense like this, to erase 17 points. So the Bucks still have work to do. But one of the things you have to be most pleased with is how they have kept everything in front of them defensively.
Oh, here's a turnover, as you say, that on the inbound pass. Lillard trying to get it to Lopez. It was out past his arms, and here comes Siakam. He's going to get an and one. Lays it in with a foul on Middleton, and that's his fifth. So Chris Middleton gets called for his fifth in that turnover. I mean, those turnovers against Indiana are so costly. As Siakam will step to the line, try to get this thing now back to what would be a 16-point game. As his free throw misses. Actually, I beg your pardon. I thought
so
that shot
it.
Went in.
I thought it went in, yeah.
From our angle, it looks like
a bad
it went
vantage
in.
Point, yeah.
and it did not. So first free throw misses, and that changes the arithmetic a little bit. Portis comes in. I was trying to look at that scoreboard, trying to figure out what was going on, but Middleton's going to take a seat. Portis comes in, so it remains a 17-point lead for the Bucks. So Connaughton's going to check out. Pat Bev is back in now for the Bucks. Beverly's played 33 minutes. That is a team high. And he's been a real facilitator for the Bucks. Siakam misses on the second free throw as well, and Portis taps the rebound to himself. Maybe even got shoved in the back there by Nesmith, who may have gotten away with one. So Beverly going the other direction. He was not, remember, available the last time these teams played in any of those five games. It's been a difference maker. Lillard's being hounded outside. He'll get it to Beverly. Beverly quick pass into the corner, and Portis couldn't hit the three. Safe from going out of bounds by Halliburton. He sends it ahead. Nesmith looking to run. He'll feed it to Nembhard. Nembhard lays it in with a foul. Well, the Bucks are not making life easy on themselves here with some of these plays that are allowing for Indiana to go. Now, Pat Bev is looking to his bench saying, challenge this. I didn't see anything that would suggest it wasn't a foul initially, but I don't know what Pat Bev is arguing.
Yeah, I think what he's calling for is what you'll see is the offhand kind of shoving Dame, but Dame was not in legal guarding position.
9-0 run now for the Pacers. So Lillard gets called for the foul, and now that lead continues to balloon. Now we're going to have a timeout used by Doc Rivers alertly as he saw his team having trouble getting that ball in. 14-point lead still, but you're not breathing quite comfortably yet with 3:22 to go. And again, the Pacers answering again. Well, even if Indiana loses this game, I think one thing this young team is going to take from it is that we can hang with these guys certainly, and we can, if we had settled down from the start. Well, this might be a different story. They couldn't hit threes, 8 of 37. You make a couple of those, and you start a little faster. You feel like you get a little bit more confidence back. But on the other side of that coin is the fact that Milwaukee knows that without Giannis, this team is still dangerous. And perhaps, you know, we don't know when he's coming back, but even without him, can you hold down the fort? And with a win today, worst-case scenario, you go to Indiana for Game 3 when maybe Giannis is starting to come back again. You're not down. The one thing you did not want to do is go there down 2-0.
You did not want to face the same scenario as you did last year without Giannis at the start of the series. You had him to start that game against the Miami Heat, but you didn't want to enter that spot again where you don't know when he's going to make his return and you've lost home court advantage. So you still got 3.5 minutes to take care of that. But it's been a pretty good start to this game for the Bucks. To your point, though, I think the Pacers, you're very pleased with what you've done offensively in the second half. And even defensively, we've seen the Bucks half-court offense run into some problems. I think you would point to that 0-for-11, 0-for-12 start from three. That's really what built up that 20-plus point deficit.
Well, the Bucks seeing full court pressure. They're having a little bit of a hard time getting in. Middleton does get it to Dame. Right back to Chris. He'll loft it ahead now to Beverly. And it was a good job dealing with the full court pressure there for the Bucks to get it into the front court. 3:13 to go. Dame's got it out there with Beverly, Lopez, Middleton, Portis. Dame being challenged way outside again. Now there's got to be someone open. That's Beverly. Beverly's in the corner, and he rips the cords on a deep side pocket three. Pat Bev continuing to make plays in for varying forms. Here's Halliburton the other way. Can't get the runner to go, but there is Siakam to clean it up as he lays it in. So the Bucks will go the other way with it. Lofted into Middleton. He's trapped in the corner. Passes it ahead to Beverly, and the Bucks with a 15-point lead and 2:40 to go now. Happening in the front court. Pat Bev, the steadying hand for this Milwaukee team here in Game 1, Round 1 of these NBA playoffs. Beverly snapped that 9-0 run with that three. Now it's Lopez taking the pass from Beverly, and he flips it up and in from about 9 feet out. Pat Bev's eighth assist of this game. He's got 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 points. Here's a bounce pass to Nembhard. Nembhard inside the free throw line. Misses the shot strong. Lillard with the rebound. Dame still no points in the second half after 35 in the first half. He hasn't necessarily needed to as much. Here's Lopez with a monster jam as he sends it down right over Nesmith. And that's got the place buzzing. 109-90, perhaps the exclamation point for the Bucks. Here's Siakam. He takes it in, draws the contact, and kisses it in with a foul. Well, Siakam's acquitted himself exceptionally well. He's now passed Lillard for the leading scorer in this game with 36 points and a chance to make it 37 for Siakam in the playoffs. For Pascal Siakam, his career high is 52 points in the regular season back in 2022, and we're going to be on what his playoff career high is as his free throw misses short here. But we had a lane violation, I believe, or a foul. His playoff career high is 39 points. So Portis gets called for the foul, and that's going to do it for Bobby. That's his sixth foul. Crowder's going to come in to replace him. So Portis will take a seat, 15 points, 11 rebounds in 30 minutes. So with a 17-point lead and a minute 49 to go, you'll have more free throws because the Bucks are now in the penalty with that foul from Portis. So a chance for a four-point possession here for Indiana. If Nesmith can make both of these, and he knocks down the first. Aaron Nesmith tonight with 6 points. That's it. His shot has not been working for him. I mentioned of late, as Connaughton's going to come in for the Bucks, replacing Crowder. Second free throw from Nesmith. It's good. 109-94. Inbound pass goes to Lillard. Lillard has two defenders chasing him in the backcourt. He'll pass it ahead to Middleton. Chris goes ahead. He's got Nesmith on him now. Protecting the ball with a right-hand dribble. Nesmith trying to pester him. Pry it free with a minute 38 to go. Bucks know the clock is on their side with 10 to shoot. Middleton trying to dribble to the right side. And we're going to have another foul against the Bucks. No, yeah.
It's on Brooke.
Is it on Chris?
No, I think it's on. They got Brooke on the screen.
Let's see. Initially PA said it was on Chris, but you're right, it was on Lopez. Now here's a pass to the left side, and another missed three from Turner, and it goes out of bounds off of Indiana. Again, the Pacers knocked down more threes. It's a different tenor in this game.
It's a different story.
But they're just 21%. It is a make-miss league. You hear it all the time. The Bucks have shot 37% from three. They've hit 14. Pacers 21% on 8 of 38. They've had some clean looks, so the Bucks have caught some breaks on that end. Here's a pass to Lopez. Lopez to the free throw line. Retreats, then fades and fires. His shot from 16 goes off the back iron, no good. Indiana going the other way. Halliburton's into the front court. He's going to tee up a three, and it misses. Rebounded by Middleton. Chris going the other direction. 50 seconds to go now. Gets it ahead now to Beverly. Fans can smell it now. They're on their feet. Here's Pat Bev. Flips it ahead. Connaughton dropped it under the rim by himself. He just dropped it. Instead, Indiana's going to give it right back, though, on a long outlet pass. Too tall for Halliburton, who couldn't catch up. Tyrese Halliburton, we talked about him so much coming into this game. He had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, close to a triple-double, but he was quiet in 37 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe this. The same guy that was a nightmare for the Bucks in those 5 regular season games.
Rick Carlisle's calling off the dogs as the Bucks will dribble this thing down, and they'll take the shot clock violation, and they will take the needed victory. Had lost 8 of their last 11 games coming into this. The Pacers had won 4 of their last 5 and 6 of their last 8. But Milwaukee able to turn their fortunes around here in this one today. One final inbound pass. It goes to Siakam, and he will dribble this across the midcourt stripe and look ahead to game 2. He's going to drive. He will put another shot up. He missed it. That would have been closing in on his career high for a playoff, but it's going to be the final shot here, and the Bucks will take game 1 of round 1 against the Pacers. Without the support of Giannis Antetokounmpo, it was a flame-throwing effort from Damian Lillard in the first half, who went off for 35 points, did not score in the second half, amazingly, but the slack was picked up by his teammates, namely Chris Middleton, who scored on 14 of his 23 points in that second half and really steadied the ship with some big shots as well. It was Malik Beasley hitting a couple big threes And for the Bucks, they hold the Pacers to 94 points, their lowest since scoring 91 back on April 17th of 2019 in the playoffs, game two, first round at Boston. So a great effort for the Bucks against this high-octane Indiana offense. To hold these guys to 94 points is no easy feat for a Pacers team that came in scoring 123 a game and with the number two offensive rating in NBA history.
Yeah, in league history, and fresh off their final tune-up where they put up just shy of 160 against the Atlanta Hawks. Damian Lillard, very impressive in what he did to get this game started for the Bucks, but I thought their defense and how locked in they were, that was the other story tonight.
Yep. So Malik Beasley's making his way over. He's going to put the headset on to chat with us here following this 109-94 victory here. And Malik, well, hey, I got to tell you, I just heard you say 15 more. 15 more, but a good start to this one. In contrast to a year ago, the Bucks went down 2-0. I know you weren't a part of that team, but for you guys coming off of a tough stretch in April, what a great way to start the postseason for you all the way that you did tonight.
Yes, sir. You know, we had to grind it out. I've been waiting for this moment all season. I kind of manifested that we were going to play them again, and here we are. So we got to stay humble, keep working all week. The next game is going to be all about adjustments, and we got to adjust ourselves as well.
Well, Malik, you said that you would see this team again in the playoffs, and it wouldn't be pretty. It certainly was not pretty in that first half. What was the biggest difference in your defense tonight versus what we saw in those previous five games? And is it as simple as the guy you knew very well in Pat Beverly?
Yes, we were all connected. I think that was the biggest thing tonight. Pat Bev did a great job. I came in when Pat Bev was out and did the best I could on Halliburton, and we just got to keep defending. And I think importantly, we were team defense. We had low man. We had a lot of scram defense, and we looked good out there.
And Malik, before we let you go, I got to ask you one last question. I know you got your shot going in the second half, helped your team out amazingly. Dame didn't score in the second half, but you ever been a part of a game with a guy that got cooking like he did in that first half?
I've never really seen that in my life. Somebody on my team. Obviously, I've had played with a lot of great players, but that was special. And he's been waiting to prove everybody wrong, man. Dame has a long season, and he continues to put in the work, and that's our leader. And we're going to continue to follow him.
All right, keep knocking on that door, my man. One down, 15 to go. All right, Malik Beasley, again, his team wins at 109-94 as the Bucks take a 1-0 lead on the Indiana Pacers. We will step aside, come back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan in Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Mm-hmm. /full.
Well, the Bucks win this one 109-94, taking down the Indiana Pacers in game one of this best of seven series. And a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcasted, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We are presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach and that and much more. It is the Bucks postgame report. Justin Garcia rejoins us as well on the other side of this timeout here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Your Milwaukee Bucks are on the championship hunt. Throughout their playoff run, you can score big with the Fan Fuel program from Pick and Save. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for your shot to earn 100 bonus fuel points on participating products. Then redeem fuel points at participating BP and Amoco stations. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for details. Score your first basket for each playoff game, in-store, pickup, or scheduled delivery at Pick and Save. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For over 50 years, Cousin Subs has celebrated and embraced the traditions of their home state of Wisconsin. And now, Cousins will be honoring a Wisconsin tradition like no other with their pull tab giveaway promo. Now through April 30th, while supplies last, guests will receive a Cousins pull tab with a sub or a sub in a bowl purchase for a chance to win Cousin Subs for a year and much more. For additional information and official rules, visit CousinSubs.com/pulltabs. One pull tab per customer per transaction per day. To receive a pull tab with no purchase necessary, see official rules.
109-94, the final score here tonight inside of Fiserv Forum. It's the Bucks taking game one in this best of seven series, thanks to a red-hot first half from Damian Lillard, who poured in a Bucks franchise record 35 points in the half and finished the game with 35. But as we're rejoined by Dave Kane here, the story to me in the second half was guys like Chris Middleton, especially in that you found other guys to step up and really halt any of those charges the Pacers were making.
Yeah, they made the plays they needed to. And, you know, again, we, as much as we talk about shots that went in, this was the first time Indiana has been held to this few points all season long. I mean, this was only the second time they've been held under 100 points. But you got to go all the way back, as I'm looking at this, to December 26 of 2022, where they put up 93 against the Pelicans. The last time they scored this few points. That's right.
So over a year ago.
Yeah. Like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that checks with what this team has been doing. And look, we had said, when you get to the postseason, the pace and the tempo, all of that, it slows down. It becomes more of a half-court game. And you knew if it became massively a half-court game, that would favor the Bucks more than the Pacers. But we also have to credit the Bucks in what they did to make sure it stayed that way. As we heard from Malik Beasley, they were connected defensively. They were getting down to the low man. They were keeping everyone in front of them. Because it really, all the problems in those five regular season games started at the point of attack, where the Bucks were coming out further away from the basket to contest Tyrese Halliburton, whoever it was, beating their man at the point of attack, getting into the lane, and finding the open shooter or scoring in the paint. And the Bucks, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of that was cleaned up today.
Yeah, it was. And again, I just think Pat Bev had just a whale of a game. I mean, I thought he did a lot of little things to help this group. He had a lot of hustle plays, those 50-50 balls. He was just making life hard for the other side. Just the kind of thing you – in games like this, the playoffs, you need those gritty plays that I thought he made. And I thought he also brought that tremendous – I mean, he is an intelligent player. His basketball IQ and acumen is very evident in – he finds open players. You know, he's just good at keeping that ball going, and he's also good when you don't have Giannis, the NBA's leading scorer in points in the paint against a team that struggles to defend points in the paint. He's able to touch the paint, and that's when the Bucks offense is definitely at its best, when they're able to touch the paint. And I thought Pat Bev did that masterfully throughout this game here as well tonight, in addition to some of the defense that he brought.
Yeah, Brook Lopez was a factor as well with his three blocked shots. And again, that was the issue with Brook Lopez in this series, in the five regular season games, was as the Pacers were going downhill, it made it much more challenging on Brook Lopez. And again, the Bucks, the way they were able to contain and bottle that penetration by the Pacers, that made Brook Lopez even more effective today. Pat Beverly, as you mentioned, was huge for this team. But really in the third quarter, as we mentioned, Damian Lillard did not score in the second half. Chris Middleton was their biggest and best player offensively in the second half, especially in the third, when the Pacers really could have taken that closer to 10 or fewer points. They didn't because of the offense of Chris Middleton.
Yep, and Chris was huge, 15 points in that second half. I thought he was outstanding there, just calm and poised when this team needed it. So, you know, those are the things you need in a playoff run against a young team. Now that it becomes interesting, the chess match officially begins now, because Rick Carlisle is one of the best in the business. And he will be working on adjustments going into game two. And, of course, Doc Rivers will be doing just the same. This is what he was brought here to do in the playoffs. He has, as I made mention, of 20 playoff appearances in 25 years, his 111 wins, fourth most all-time in the postseason. So he's been around the block, and he knows how to get his team going too. So you get to see these two matching wits the rest of the way. But so much of this just really does, it comes down to execution. And can you execute? And I go back to the three-point shooting, too. Like, that has been a bugaboo for the Bucks. I mentioned the last 11 games of the regular season, 26th in the league in three-point shooting percentage. But tonight, that proved to be a major source of advantage for the Bucks, who shot 38% from three-point range on 14 of 37 to just 21% for Indiana, who missed a lot of open threes. They were 8 of 39, and you cannot bank on that happening again come Tuesday night when these teams next meet here in this building.
No, Bucks were long overdue for one of those 38% three-point shooting games, though. So they take game one, 109-94. Let's head downstairs and hear from Doc Rivers.
Hey, Doc. Before the game, you had kind of talked about Dame doesn't need a message. He knows what to do. Just, yeah. What'd you think of him in that first half?
He carried us. He was unbelievable. I thought he had just played under control, very aggressive, which is the way we wanted him. I thought our pick setting in the first half especially was phenomenal. You know, we're a slip team, and we didn't slip tonight. We slipped the first one, actually, and then after that, you know, we worked on setting picks the entire 4 days off just to give them room. The other thing, the biggest difference I thought, though, that he started the game going downhill, and then the game came out. Like, he started the game attacking the basket. That's what we talked about. Get to the basket, get to the paint, and then the floor will open up. And I thought that's where the threes led after the attack. So it was really good.
He also got a stop and pop three free throw on one of those pin downs. Just, yeah. How big was it for him to get to the free throw line early as well?
Yeah, you know, the old rule, never foul a gunslinger, you know, gets him going. He missed his first shot. He had a wide open shot and missed it. Gets fouled, gets three free throws. And, you know, I think he was going anyway, but that didn't hurt for sure.
Just what can you say about Chris in those moments without Dame? I think to start the fourth quarter and then in the second quarter.
Yeah, our bench was huge tonight. Chris, Jay Crowder, Malik, they all, Pat Connaughton, they all gave us something. You know, AJ missed shots, but he did a lot of good things defensively, you know. So there was not a guy that I put in that I wasn't happy with the way they played. You know, when Dame's off the floor, it's Chris and Bobby. It was more Chris. Bobby had a stretch. But Chris in the second half, to me, saved us in a lot of ways.
Following up on that, Doc. What did you see out of Chris, though? Because it seemed like every time things got a little loose, he calmed everything down and got the offense back on track.
Took great shots, you know. We kept running the side-to-side special where, you know, Bobby brings it to him. We did it in different variations, and when Chris came off, he just makes really good decisions. And he did that, and he made big shots for us. But he's a calming factor on our team. Like, when things start getting a little hairy and guys, you know, I thought, like, composure again. Like, guys start talking, and Chris is the only one that he's just going to keep playing. That's what we need from him.
You had mentioned before the game that winning game one is the home team. Everybody kind of can breathe. But when Dame has a performance like that in general, just kind of what? Kind of, how does that take the pressure off the rest of the team?
Yeah, whenever you have a great player and he does that, it allows everybody to kind of get into their game. But you can't expect that every night. Dame does, but we can't expect that. We have to do more as we play great, more in the first half. But honestly, there's a lot of things that I think we can do better, and we're going to have to do better if we want to win game two.
And then just defensively, you know, you held them under 100 points, especially I feel like the bigs were really effective. And I just kind of what did you
think?
Yeah,
I thought everybody was active, followed the game plan. I thought, like, it's funny, I can see them in my head now. The three or four threes that they had is because we broke what we were supposed to do. That's a good thing, because now I have proof that if you do it, they'll hurt you. They'll make adjustments, you know, for sure. You can see some of the things that they were doing in the second half, getting Siakam in more ISOs. We're going to have to make some adjustments too.
Doc, back here, you mentioned the bench, and obviously Dame goes off for a heater in that first quarter, but those first, I think, 5 minutes of the second quarter, the team kind of extends the lead. How crucial was that?
That's crucial. You know that. Like, if you can – when you have a guy that's had 35 points in the first half – and he goes off, and you extend the lead with him off the floor, that tells you everybody's playing well. Those minutes, I'm telling you, every night will be huge when he walks off the floor.
Doc, you've coached and been around some amazing playoff performers in your career, but Dame is one of one. What makes him so special in that regard?
Yeah, I don't even know. Number one would be his confidence is literally unshakable. It just really is. It's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect. Cause I'm Ali and Frazier. I grew up with boxing, and you know, it was good that I was right yesterday. You know, he took Haney, I took Garcia. Clearly, I know more about boxing. But he's got that prize fighter like mentality. It was almost like he was training for the fight, and then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready. That's his mentality, and that's how he plays.
Hey, Doc. Never seemed like Halliburton or McConnell really got in a groove all night long. Just what do you like about your guys' approach?
Yeah, we kept them in the crowd as much as we can. They're both so good. They really are. They're different, but they're the same in a lot of ways. And they're the head of the snake. They really are. And I thought as much as we could, we made them play in a crowd. We thought that was very important.
Doc, back here. On Tyrese, it looked like Pat Bev and others were frustrating him at times. You forced shot clock violations. He only had 7 attempts. Is that the type of defense you have to play on Tyrese?
Yeah, but, you know, to think you're going to do it every night, you're going to have to do it differently. That's what I would love every night. I can guarantee you he's not going to take just 7 shots in game 2. And we're going to have to be even better and ready for him. He's a great player. He'll watch the tape. He'll make his own adjustments. Rick's a great coach. They'll make an adjustment, and we'll have to be ready for it. Thanks, guys.
Head coach Doc Rivers as the Bucks take game 1 in this best of 7 series. 109-94, the final score, holding the high-powered Indiana Pacers offense below 100 points. And a huge first half from Damian Lillard, who sets a Bucks franchise record with 35 points scored in the half. That is the most in a playoff game, eclipsing the previous mark of 33 held by Giannis. As a Dame on fire in the first half, Chris Middleton equally big in that third quarter, and the Bucks take game one, 109-94. We will get to all of the numbers on the post-game show after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer. Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as the Bucks take game one in this best of seven series. 109-94 behind 35 points from Damian Lillard. All 35 of those came in the first half. As we mentioned, that sets a new Bucks playoff record for most points scored in a half. Chris Middleton next in line with 23 points and a double-double, 10 rebounds, 4 assists for Chris. Bobby Portis, before fouling out of this game, also recorded a double-double, 15 points and 11 rebounds for BP on 7 of 15 shooting. And that, again, the story of this game was the efficiency of the Bucks' best players, starters. 9 of 14 from Chris, 7 of 15 from Bobby Portis. Brook Lopez, 5 of 10. He scored 11 points, 3 blocked shots as well from Brook. And Damian Lillard, 6 of 11 on his 3s, 7 of 7 at the free throw line. 35 points, a team high with 6 rebounds and 3 assists. The fifth starter had just as big of impact as any of those other names, and that was Pat Beverly. 5 points for Pat, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals. 36 minutes for his defense on Tyrese Halliburton, at times on TJ McConnell. Certainly impactful for this Bucks team. Bucks bench scored 20 points. That outpaced Indiana, who put up 19 from their second unit. 9 of those 20 came from Malik Beasley, who knocked down 3 of his 7 three-point attempts in this game. Pat Connaughton with 6 points, 3 steals, and 2 rebounds. And Jay Crowder knocked down 2 of his 4 field goal attempts, 5 points, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a block for Jay Crowder. As for the Pacers, they were led by Pascal Siakam, who played 40 minutes tonight and scored a game-high 36 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 assists for the Pacers forward. 17 points from Miles Turner, who had 8 rebounds and 2 assists, but those were the only 2 Pacers starters to score in double figures. TJ McConnell, the only other double-digit scorer, that came off the bench, where he scored 10 of the Pacers' 19 bench points. The other starters, 7 points from Aaron Nesmith, 9 points from Tyrese Halliburton, just 7 shot attempts, did have 8 assists and 7 rebounds, but a far cry from the performances we saw from Halliburton in those 5 regular season matchups. And Andrew Nembhard, rounding out the starters, scored 6 points on 2 of 6 shooting. Pacers as a team shot just 21% on their threes, 8 makes on 39 tries. The Bucks nearly doubled them up. 38% shooting, 14 makes on 37 tries, and 47% field goal shooting from for the game for the Bucks to just 39% for the Indiana Pacers. The other areas of note, points in the paint. Indiana did ultimately win, but the Bucks were able to hang in there. 40 for the Pacers, 34 for the Bucks. Second chance points
One area that did go the way of the Pacers, they had 14 offensive rebounds. They turned those into 16 second-chance points. Most of that damage by the Pacers was done in the second half of this game. So the Pacers had just 2 second-chance points at halftime, but 14 of those coming in the second half. And turnovers, both of these teams, very similar numbers there. The Bucks turned it over 12 times. Pacers turned it over 13 times. But the Bucks were able to score 13 points off of those Pacers turnovers. Indiana only able to get 6 points off those 12 Bucks miscues. Between that and the Bucks stabilizing fast break points, 12 for Indiana to 7 for the Bucks. That coupled with the first half performance of Damian Lillard, and again, big moments from players like Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, Malik Beasley with those threes, and certainly Pat Beverly, sparks the Bucks to this Game 1 victory, 109-94. We will take a look at some of the team numbers and get to the play of the game after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's America. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Hey.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as the Bucks take down the Pacers in Game 1 of this series behind 35 points from Damian Lillard. That brings us to our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And that play of the game comes to us in the first half from the aforementioned Lillard.
Nembhard, who's crowded him outside, gets the contact, fires away, and hits the three-pointer anyway. Oh, he's flexing again. Dame time arriving early here in the playoffs tonight. How about 32 for Lillard with another one coming?
He would tack on 3 more points as Damian Lillard would set the Bucks' playoff record for points scored in a half. 35 in the first half. That included 6 three-pointers. And that is our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Find your win at the Midwest premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waits for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Bucks as a team handed out 21 assists tonight, and they were led by Pat Beverly, who had 8 of those 21, including our assist of the game, brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. Not only did the Bucks win this game, they also won the opening tip. And in doing so, they have scored another $500 for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento, Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. And as a reminder, with this Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After tonight's playoff victory, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and score yourself a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary, but the offer is only good for 24 hours, so you better act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. We'll preview game two of this series, which comes your way on Tuesday night, and get you caught up on the playoff scoreboard as we wrap things up after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican.